Welcome to the Beis Havad's Business Halacha Daily. Today I'm joined by Rabbi Yosef Kushner, Dayan at the Beis Havad. So in the previous segment we discussed Gentiles in their own apartments and the chametz that they own and even the chametz that they discard not being a problem for the building owner because it's considered their own rishus. But in a building there are other areas as well. There's common areas that aren't necessarily included in this idea that they own their apartment. So what sort of responsibility then would the building owner have for any chametz that would end up in those areas?
So yeah, first of all, you're 100% right. It would be very difficult halachically to say there'd be a schiras kanya on these common areas because the Jewish landlord certainly can go in. They cannot stop him. And really, he controls it. And temporarily, he can close different areas off if he wants to start redoing things. So the simple assumption is that these rishuyos, these common areas are under the control of the Yid, the Jewish landlord. If he's in that vicinity, within 30 days, he has a chiyuv bedika. He has to get rid of any chametz in these common areas. The problem is he can't do a bedika. Because a bedika, the most basic thing about a bedika is, if you do a bedika, is because chametz won't come there on Pesach. You can't do a bedika if chametz is still rolling in the entire Pesach. So he has quite a conundrum, because he can't really sell the chametz because new chametz is coming in on Pesach. And he can't do a bedika before. The only thing really he could do is, if there's like these picnic tables, he has to literally sit there the entire Pesach with his blowtorch and just blowing up chametz as it comes in. And that's usually not, people have lives to live, that's not a solution either. So ultimately, really what a Jewish landlord has to do when he knows his common areas and people are bringing chametz, he has to sell that building for the duration of Pesach. If he sells the building, so now it's not a rishus of a yid, it's a rishus of a goy. He doesn't have to sell chametz, but he sells the entire building. Technically, he could do that on Chol HaMoed if he forgets. Usually you can't sell chametz on Chol HaMoed, it's too late. But if you're selling the building, sell the rishus. As soon as he realizes what's going on, he has to sell that building. It's not a rishus of a yid, he has no mochiv beer. That would be, I think, the only solution where a person who knows he has common areas. Today's buildings, they have amenities, and he knows it's going to be chametz constantly discarded. Chametz shel hefker, b'shus Yisrael, zechir b'dikul ubir. It's kedai to point out that it's mechlekes pashas Rashi Tosef is the rabbanu is the raisa. Rashi learns only chametz shel akum is potter from bal yirah, but chametz shel hefker is not potter because you could burn it. So you have a chiv de raisa. If it's a chiv de raisa, it might not make a difference if it's within its vicinity or if it's overseas. So it could be a shayla chamura, it could be not. If you go with Taisis, it could be shayla derabanan, which is also chamur. So the bottom line is, a person owns a building that has common areas, that has chametz, you really should sell the buildings.
If you enjoyed this video and would like to receive more like it, or to sponsor a future video, please visit beishavad.org.